one of the challenges you have when you come to Yom Nirayim, you come to Rosh Hashanah specifically, there's a lot of conflicting different emotions that a person has in Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Adin. The person is misbinding into the concept of Yom Adin. It's a terrifying moment. It's Yom Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person in the Kabbalah Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have the back and the forth of the tefillahs. You have, you're singing the Chazaras HaShad, Simul Elokim, Melech Elyon, and you know, we're dancing with this beautiful march, you know, we're singing over there. And then there's Avinu Malkeinu, and the Baruch Hashem, please have Rachmanis on us. And it's a lot of different emotions. So normally we understand it, we relate to it, that a human being is opposed to a malach. A human being is capable of having different types of emotions. There's a machshava from the Talz Rav that the Zal say that the malach Hesharis wanted to say shir by the yam. The Kaiser was saved. And the Mershim says bat the masa yoreh tam b'yam v'tem avakshim l'r mashira. My creations, the Matsumim are being drowned, and you're saying Shira. You can't do that. I Kaiso said Shira. Also Yisrael Kaiso said Shira. So the Belt says the answer is Kaiso. The Nase was done for them, and they have a Chiyuv to say Shira, etc. He said, a Malach, the definition of a Malach, he defines by his action. Malach is a Shliach. So what he's doing is that's his whole being. So the Malach says Shira, there's no spot in that Malach that's not saying Shira. A human being can do both at the same time. He can say Shira, and at the same time it's saying Shira, he can also feel bad about the Masa Yodah Tavim B'Yah. The Malach can't do both. So Kleiso can do both. And he brings a Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara says that there's a Maisa that Shunas Rufus of Russia wanted to be Mashar Bekiva Baveris. He sent his wife, who was a very beautiful woman, he sent his wife into Bekiva to be Mashar Bekiva Baveris. So Bekiva sees her, and the Gemara says he was ruck, he spat, sochak, he laughed, ubach, and he cried. So she asked him, why were you ruck, sochak, and bachas? He says, ruck, he says, all of this beauty, what is it? It's going to end up in the ground. It comes from Tipasrucha. Excuse me, it comes from Tipasrucha. It's no chashivas. Sochak, he said, Baruch HaKadosh, that she's going to become a Gioris, he'll end up marrying her. Ubacha, and he cried for the beauty which is going to end up to be buried in the ground. So he says, Rekiva was able to have an emotion of Rok, Mias, Simcha, and Avelis, Vavazachas. That the human being has the ability to do that. So we say, a human being comes, he can contain within his heart different types of emotions at the same time. A person, Halacha, a person, Loyalena, there's a Patira, there's Yerusha. So he says a bracha and emes for the Patira, and a bracha of Tavim Meitiv for the Yerusha. I mean, how do you make a person do both? A human can do that. That's how you normally relate to Rosh Hashanah. And we go back and forth on the different emotions of Rosh Hashanah. I remember once talking to Chashma Talmud Chacham, was very involved in Tamidim, etc. And he tells me, he says, on that day he was by a bris, by a levaya, by a shloishim, and by a chasna, you just run back and forth, to different worlds. The world of Avelis, the world of Simcha, back and forth. I think there's a different understanding of the Yom Nirayim, Rosh Hashanah specifically, where that you don't need to come out that as Muslim, the human being can contain a world of stira within himself. There's a Medrash Chilim on the Kapitel Mizrim L'Soyda. Medrash Chilim says, Kasev Echad Omer, Idus Hashem B'Simcha, Kasev Echad Omer, Idus Hashem B'Yira, Omer Reb Evoi, Rishor Shata Oymed L'Hispalo, the person is coming to David, Yehelibcha Sameach, Ki Le'elokim Elyon Ata Oyved, you are being Oyved Elokim Elyon. Now, Betzim, a person is inspired into the hargosh of being of Elokim Elyon, the tak of Bal Yecharlus of Elokechus Kulam, Elokim Elyon. It should be a terrifying experience. You're standing in front. A person goes and stands in front of a melech which has the ability of chaim and mavis. You know, we don't have that. Rebbe has the horror. We don't have that experience. The Bershom took away from us that experience. It says, once upon a time there were monarchies which were absolute monarchies which existed in this world, and a human being had a least he had a marshal to understand what it means malchus of a kadosh baruch. He could stand in front of such a king, and you would tremble because at any moment he could chop off your head. We picture off with his head. You know, it was real. We don't have that mashal anymore. There's a Ger Tzedek in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Gamzadi, and his father is the king back in a country in Africa where he has the ability of life and death. He says he describes. I read an article from him. He describes how the biggest chachamim ministers would come in to the king, and you would see them physically shaking with fear of standing in the presence of the king. It's a pachadura. You do something wrong in the presence of the king, and it's not good. It's not healthy to do something wrong in the presence of the king. We'll leave it like that. They'd stand there with this pachad mavis. The king was on the shorter side. It was illegal in the country to be taller than the king in the king's presence. So he would walk like this in front of the king. You would walk in, crouch down in front of the king. And we don't have a mussy. You know, we have the queen. She's very nice. You know, and very friendly, etc. You know, right? The Russian says we didn't deserve that mashal anymore. Revolver has, and the Russian took it away from us. But there was so a person would be misbinding into that. That moment, that person is coming to stand in tefillah. Le'elokim Elyon. It's the most. It should be. One of the fortunes says we say at the beginning of Shemot Esrei, Hashem is beside Tiftoch, because Rebbe Hashem, we can't open our mouths. We're so trembling, overwhelmed with fear that we can't open our mouths. Rebbe Hashem, please open our mouths for us. Hashem svasai tiftoch. I need help. That's what a Shemot Esrei should look like. Kal v'chomer ben Menashe kal v'chomer on Rosh Hashanah. The person comes to stand by a tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. His body should be shaking. They say that that Merle Diskin, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so moved from Lithuania to Eretz Yisrael, from Brisk to Eretz Yisrael. So he came there saying he wants to go to the Kaisel. They took him to the Kaisel, and before he was even near the Kaisel, his body started shaking. And further he went, the more trembling he had, to the point that he decided it was sakanas nefashos for him to go to the Kaisel. The pachad he would have, the awe of standing by the Shechina, his body was just like shaking all over the place, back and forth. He lost total control of his body from the pachad of standing by the Kaisel. By the Shechina, they say a maisa that Baruch Be'er, when the Maharal Diskin was on his way going from Brisk going to Eretz Yisrael, he came through apparently a place where Baruch Be'er was. Baruch Be'er wanted to go see Maharal Diskin. We don't hear much about him, but Rav Chaim Brisker said of the previous generation, the generation before him, the generation of his father, it says the three biggest gedolim in the generation, one of them was the Maharal Diskin. So you have Rav Chaim Brisker's Avis, that he was one of the three biggest gedolim in the generation before Rav Chaim Brisker. One of them was the Beis Halevi, you know, it was his father, okay, you know, expect him to say that, right? Right? One of those Merle Diskin, the third one was Rissel Salanter. Merle Diskin was going out there. He doesn't my Eskamba. He moved to Yerushalayim and he made a kibbutz of the Gdel Yerushalayim came to be Talmidim by him. The Gdel Yerushalayim came to be Talmidim by him. So he said a shir in Baba Basra. You know, it's an Ireland which Taka knew how to learn. So he said, he can say Taka Shir, the way Medasa is a Zogan a Shir. So he said a shir. Baba Basra Daf Beis for 6 months straight. Baba Basra Daf Beis, Oman Aleph, the Taisus Lefika. For 6 months straight, every day. That's what you're talking about. Rav Diskin could look at a tree and could tell you immediately how many leaves are on the tree. You look at the tree and says, there's 4,000. That was Rav Diskin. He's a Goyen Adir, a Golador. So Baruch Be'er went to be Mekal upon him. By Merle Diskin, he was coming through the town, and he started shaking. He's going to stand in the presence of the Gadol Hador. His body started shaking. See, he couldn't come into the presence of the Meral Diskin. They had to remove him beforehand. He possibly couldn't make it. The pachad of the Meral Diskin. That's what a Shmoneh Esrei should look like. It's the pachad of standing in the Makom HaShechina. This person is supposed to be mechav in Shmoneh Esrei. Kilo, he's oimen in the Kaddish Kedoshim. His brother, it's Pesach and Halacha. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The person from Mechav and Liba, Kili, he's Oymen in the Kaddish. You know what I mean? Kili, you're Oymen in the Kaddish Kedoshim. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Kili, you're standing in the Kaddish Kedoshim. Three times a day, you stand in the Kaddish Kedoshim. That's what Shulchan Aruch is supposed to look like. Kavu Chaymer, Shulchan Aruch is Rosh Hashanah. Zog the Medrash to him. Even if Hashem be Omer, even if Hashem be Simcha, Amr of Eva, Beshosh ato Eimeli Hispalo, Yehelibcha Sameach, Kilalukim Elyon ato Eved. But you get to stand in the Kaddish Kedoshim. Can you imagine that? The Kaddish Kedoshim, I'm sure when he walked in the Kaddish Kedoshim, I have no doubt that he was scared out of his wits. Right? So, you know, first of all, most, especially by Shani, Kaddish Kedoshim didn't necessarily even make it out alive out of the Kaddish Kedoshim. Some made it alive, they didn't finish the year. But, you know, there was a concern that they might not make it out alive. So I can't imagine he was so calm and collective when he walked into the Kaddish Kedosh. I imagine so. But can you imagine the schus of going into Kaddish Kedosh? Can you imagine the schus of going into Kaddish Kedosh? So the more pachad and year that you have, the more simcha that you have. The more you're aware of how awe-inspiring and how overwhelming and how much pacha you should have to be able to stand in such a place, the more you're happy. Wow, but I'm zecher to be in such a place. That's what the Medrash is saying. The more you're aware of the Baruch Shem's koyach, that he's the koyachal and he's the one who has the din, and you are totally, totally in him, and you have nothing, and you're totally negating yourself in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That same thought creates a simcha that you're zeicher to stand by Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's the same Rosh Hashanah that your person standing by Avinu Malkeinu and crying, Bershem, I know the source is only you. And Shtach Rufu Shleinu L'Chalei Amecha, and there's nobody else. Kasreinu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim, there's nobody else. That same. Koyach of hargosha, of emotion, of feeling, is the exact same emotion which Imul Elokim. And you're seeing Imul Elokim, it's the exact same emotion, the two sides of the same coin. It's not a stira. I said over a medrash this morning, the medrash talks about that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a Klai Yisrael a Torah. Says Moshe that there was a melech that he had a daughter which he did not allow anybody to see this daughter, any man to see this daughter. She kept her hidden. But the melech had an ohuv echad. He had one person he was very close with that he was allowed to come into the king at any time. The king, the ohuv comes in one time and the daughter is there, and the melech doesn't shoo him out. He says, "I want you to know how special you are by me. How special you are. I'm allowing you to see my daughter, but nobody else gets to see the daughter." He says, that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is zeicher to see the daughter of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe is referring to the Torah. All the Ummah Sarelim are not zeicher to see that daughter. It's not visible to them, the Moshe and the Medrash. They don't see it. They might see the book, they might see the words, they might see the concepts, but to understand the world of the Torah which exists, the Medrash says they don't know that it exists. And you're zeicher to see it. And if you're where is it? Bafichol b'vavchol asoyse. And this is parsha. It says bafichol b'vavchol. It's mamish korav elecha davar moed. It's mamish right next to you. It's there by you. And matters heads off. If you're makar of the Torah to you, you'll be zeicher. The Rishon will makar himself to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar Klal Yisrael, which is am krayvoy haleluka. With am krayvoy. So Klal Yisrael comes into Yom Neroyim with this tremendous pachad and a tremendous simcha, and that's the special Yerusha, the Klal Yisrael hands, that we have the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're able to do that. said to Ramaisa, you know, Yom Kippur, you go to Yom Kippur and intensifies. Yom Kippur is mamish, it's the chesima, it's the day of Kippurah, the person's mavakish Kippurah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person's, you know, over here we give a little of a break. I remember when I'm in the Tells, I remember davening at 7 o'clock in the morning, my first year I came, you know, I came out of nowhere to Tells Yeshiva. My first Yom Kippur Tells Yeshiva. Shachar started at 7 o'clock in the morning. Mara was over at after 8 at night, and there was no break. It was 13 and a half hours straight of David. And like, I didn't know what hit me. I was like, you know, I never saw such a thing in my life. Not so much, but a lot of things I had never seen before, so, but that was besides the point. You come out at the end of Yom Kippur, and what would you expect emotion to be? You've been crying out the whole day? So Rizal Talbot says over a Maisa that in the city of Nitra, back in Europe, he heard from Weissmandel. Weissmandel was from the city of Nitra. He survived the war, and he built a yeshiva here in America in the city of Mount Kisco, New York. There's a yeshiva there, which Weissmandel built up. So Rabbi Talbot said he heard from Weissmandel that back in Nitra, there was a Ger Tzedek. Now in Europe, Gary said it were not so common because Kleistel was a persecuted nation. The person to undertake the idea of becoming a Ger Tzedek under those circumstances was very, very uncommon. And one time, Weissmandel says, he asked this Ger Tzedek, like, what motivated you to become a Ger under these circumstances? He says, when the war started, the Germans came in. So the family told this Ger that we can save you if you're willing to repudiate everything that you've done, we'll be able to save you. He says, no, I was zeichet to be yid, I was zeichet if need to be, I'll be killed Hashem. And he was zeichet, he was taken to Auschwitz, he was killed in Auschwitz. The people who survived, who went with him, were made that he sang as he went into the, he was zeichet to be yid, to be zeichet to be killed like Kiddush Hashem. So one time, Weissmandel says, he asked him, like, what made you to take such a step to become a yid under these circumstances? He says, you know, I'm a businessman. I have a lot of business dealings with the yidden in the town, etc. Over the years, I have a lot of business dealings with the yidden in the town. One Yom Kippur, I was walking by the shul, and I know who's in the shul. It's my, you know, my business associates, etc. I know them, you know, I know them well, etc. I hear screaming and crying and, you know, yelling. It was, you know, our Yom Kippur is very, very benign compared to the Yom Kippur. Well, you know, go back 60, 70 years ago, in the 1930s, Yom Kippur was, you know, people davening their kishkas out. They saw the writing on the wall. So they had writing on the wall. You know, it's a terrible situation over there. And they davened their kishkas out Yom Kippur. They were crying and screaming and yelling. And I heard them. I happened to walk by the shul once on Yom Kippur, and it was like, wow, I never, that sound was overwhelming. I happened to walk by, he says, Motzei Yom Kippur, as the yidden walked out of the shul. You know what? They were dressed in white. Their faces were shining with radiance of joy. And they looked like malachim. And I said, if there's a nation in this world which can look like malachim, I want to be part of them also. And that's what inspired me to become a yid. You think about it. Motzei Yom Kippur, you come out radiant. Radiant. You come out verschmettered. You've been davening and davening and davening and davening and davening. You halavayit Baruch Shem HaRachman is the source of Klai Yisrael's Geferlich. America, Eretz Yisrael, people sick, Parnosa, Klai Yisrael's in Sakana and Eretz Yisrael. It's overwhelming. You come out of Yom Kippur a total shmata. And Motzei Yom Kippur, you dance. Motzei Yom Kippur, you're Sumeach. You have a surah, and you sing. And how do you do it? Klai Yisrael's betuach, that the same expression of the pacha that we have is that awareness of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in control of the world. That's the same expression of understanding that we're totally in Him, but He'll take care of us. We're totally in Him, but we're zeichet to stand in front of Him and talk to Him. You know, he said, you know what, I'm not interested in it. I don't want to hear what you have to say. He says, Salat, he says, Ha'ara. Yom Kippur, most awesome, most tremendous day of the year. The Mor says, there's no Yom Tov like Yom Kippur. A person's full of chet. You know, chet is tuma. Chet draws you to more tuma. You know, you have a bag. It gets dirty, so you take it to the dry cleaners. It gets dirty, or you know, there's no dry cleaners available. It just gets dirtier and dirtier. It's just like sickening dirty. Finally, somebody opens up a cleaner's in the town. You're running, you're so excited, you're going to clean out your garment. It comes back gorgeous. He says, imagine if Yom Kippur came once in 50 years. Once in 50 years, you'd be Zayich, the Russian will take your neshama and clean it out. Just remove all of the impurities, all of the tumma, all of the chait. Be mechaper to clean you out. Wouldn't you be excited? That's Yom Kippur. So, the Russian did us a chesed. He didn't wait once in 50 years. He gave it to you every single year. But the Yom Kippur is also a pachad nera. There's a ma'aseh, a picture of what the pachad of Yom Kippur is supposed to look like. There's a ma'aseh, a chapter in World War I, in the Vardar Kabocher. So in Europe, there was, you know, besides the problem of the war, there's the Bolshevik revolution was going on, and the whites and the reds were fighting with each other. One thing the whites and reds had in common, they both hated the Jews. So it's very common, like, you know, the whites would take over a city over there. Then when the reds would come in, they would accuse all the Jews of being spies for the whites. And vice versa, if the reds came in and then the whites came in afterwards, they accuse all the Jews of being spies for the reds. So Jews basically tried to keep themselves a very low profile when these things were going on. So this Barker was copped in the streets, and he was accused of being a spy for the other side, or whatever side it was, you know, whatever, not the gay, which side, whatever side, the wrong side, you know. They take him, they're shooting him, they take him to a firing squad. They're going to kill him. There was no, you know, big tribunal, and no big court case. Ah, you're a Jew, we caught you, you're in the street, it means you're spying. It's a firing squad. Right? They take him to the start, and they put him up on a wall, and they have five soldiers there, aim their rifles at him. And the person in charge, the major, whoever was the commandant in charge, says, fire, and the guns don't work. None of them hit him. It's at point blank range. A nice nigga. The Bacher survived. His hair all turned white. He was a Bacher. Total white. From the Pachad, you know, the Pachad of the firing squad. After the war, he got back to the Navarra Yeshiva, and he was trying to describe to his chaverim, you know, the feeling of that pachad, like, you know, give them a muscle they can understand. You don't need the pachad to stand in front of a firing squad. I mean, how do you describe that? So he was like grasping for like a muscle to give them. So he says it was like the pachad you have by kneeling Yom Kippur. That was his muscle that he gave. That's what kneeling Yom Kippur is supposed to look like. Like, a fireman's got it's like almost as bad as the pachad of the kneeling Yom Kippur. You know, it's almost as bad as the kneeling Yom Kippur. That's what it means in Munah Shleima, that the Baruch Hashem is control of your life. And you want that guy to dance, what's the Yom Kippur? He's just standing there, his life hanging on by a thread. He doesn't know what the psak was. So you say, well, listen, you know, you sort of like forget about it, hope it was good, and you know, and dance. But Kaisel stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Rosh Hashem, whatever the psak you give me, yes, that's scary. But I trust you because we have a good relationship. And whatever you decide, but I was with you. And I'm with you. So I'm happy. The matanz. That's the Hakdama to the Shmuz. The matanz to the Shmuz itself. A person stands with a gewaltige havana of the schus, what it means, a Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Kippur. Schus, what it means, a Shemoneh Esrei. Schus, what it means, a mitzvah. Schus, what it means, and stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Schus, what it means, Torah. One of the biggest challenges you have, on a very practical level, the biggest challenge you have, it's more than gay people my age and people your age, is, you know, every year you make your Kabbalahs, you know, you work through your issues, and you say, make certain Kabbalahs, and you notice a pattern. That the Kabbalahs that you work on this year were very similar to the Kabbalahs you worked on last year. Because the issues you're working on this year are very similar to the issues you worked on last year. And not only that, they're pretty similar to the what you worked on the year before also. And usually it's pretty similar to the what you worked on the year before that also. Now that's pretty depressing. I mean, basically, you know, I look at, you know, I have my, you know, I look, you know, I can go back to 30 years ago and they look pretty similar also. So when will I finally grow up? Like, it's a little frustrating. I'm grappling the same issues year after year after year. So a person is noted at that point in time towards a midah of yiyush. You know, I can't. I tried earnestly 1 year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth. I tried. I can't. I am yiyush. Give up. Have a ha'ara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there talks about the different malachim which were machte klal yisrael, and therefore they have no chet olam. The Gemara talks about Menashe, talks about Achav, etc. So the, you know, so Menashe, was the source of the korban of klal yisrael. Menashe put it on Avodah Zorah in every single tree in Eretz Yisrael. Menashe found every single Sefer Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He ripped out every single Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah and put a Shem Avodah Zorah in. Now that's like a major, that's like Mesiras Nefesh. Every single Sefer Torah that he could find, every Shem in the Sefer Torah. Every single Sefer Torah. He had a son, Achaz, Mishkan Gerus Tzadik Oichet. Etc. The more it goes through that the Malachim over there, for the most part, Yeshio was a tzaddik, and then Vayter went back to Rishon. So the more it says, there's a pasuk, the Shlomo Melech says in Mishle, Alstai ish otzel arvarti, I passed by the field of an otzel. And v'hinei, the pasuk says, v'hinei, the field of the ish otzel was all the kulu kumshonim, kisacharulim, it was full of thorns and brambles, etc. The gather was broken down, etc. So the matter says, the more says, stay isha salavarti, that's Menashe. Hinei also, it was covered with charulim, zachas. I don't remember, but the more it goes, so all of the shoyim over there, that's the pasuk. Gevald on the belt. You know what the problem with Menashe was? He was an otzel. I'll say Ish Otzel Avarti, that's Menashe. Menashe was an Otzel. Menashe was an Otzel. He was something like a pretty big Zoros to me. I mean, it's a lot of work to put up a Zoros under every tree in all of Eretz Israel. It's a lot of work to find every Sefer Torah and go through every single Shem Hashem and every Sefer Torah and rip it out. Otzel! And that's his problem. That's his problem. He was an Otzel. I think I would, you know, have different names for what his problem is. Reb Chaim Vital says that the source of the midah of atzlus in the person, he goes with the mahalach, which the, you know, Alpi Kabbalah, it's already used by the philosophers, that the human being is built out of four yesodis. There's Eish, there's Mayim, there's Ruach, and there's Ofer. And each person has a different level of mixture of the different elements. And depending, each one has the meanest roles that it leads a person to. Aish has a problem, person has a problem with Kas, right? Fire. Right? Offer is just like low down, that his problem, the person's problem is Atzlus. Atzvus, which is depression, and Yiyush. We don't understand the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. We don't understand it. We don't understand it. The more it says that, the more the Rambam before, the more it says that one day, you know, the Mishnah says that Menashe Demechet Kolam Haba. So one day Rav Ashi, at the end of the shiur, at the end of the day, says, okay, tomorrow's topic, Rav Boisai, is we're going to talk about our Chavar Menashe, who doesn't have a Chet Kolam Haba. So that night, Kumsagay and Menashe to Rav Ashi in the Chalon. He says, I'm your chaver. You call me your chaver. Do you know this in this halacha about where you're supposed to cut the bread when you make a moitzi? He says, I don't know. He says, and you call me your chaver? I'm ordered to you.
said, I'll tell you. He says, so Rashi says, tell me and I'll say it over Beis Medrash in your name. So he tells him what the halacha is. You cut where you're supposed to cut. It's Paskin and halacha, by the way, that halacha. We pass that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's Makor is Menashe Melech Yisrael. That's where it's from. Okay? So he says to Marach HaKim Kulaha, you're so smart. So why do you have Avodah Zorah? He says, you don't understand, you know, in Bayashen, the Dachshah says, they destroyed the Yitzhar of Avodah Zorah. They killed it. You don't understand. If you would be there, you would have picked up the hem of your robe to run faster to get to before me. That's what Ranasha told Ravash. Okay? Next thing he said over the halacha in base. Medrash says, we're going to talk today about Menashe, our Rebbe, that who is also Mechei Kolam Haba. That's what the Mohar says. He corrected himself the next day. You know, it's a hard thing, Yetzirah, you know, because the person has the Yetzirah or something thing, so he works on himself. So, I'm not going to do it. And, you know, and he withstands it one time. So what happens? Yetzirah says, okay, I'm sorry, I give up, I'll stop bothering you. Right? No. Yetzirah comes back 3 minutes later with a different approach. And tries again. And if not today, tomorrow. And eventually he wears you down to finally you lose. So what do you do? Menashe was Miyach. He's an author. His problem was he didn't keep fighting. This Yetzirah is overwhelming. You don't understand the Yetzirah. And each person has his own Yetzirah, which is overwhelming. You don't understand the Yetzirah. It's gigantic. It's this mountain. And you whittle away a little to the Yetzirah, and like, you know, as you're whittling away, it's growing back bigger. Like the Medrash, you know, about the, you know, the Tzvadei over there, you know, by power. You whop it, and it out comes two. Gewaldic, you know? That's what you feel like the Yetzirah sometimes. So what do? You meyayish. You give up. That's the Tana Menashe, Zatim Amar. The Tana Menashe wasn't that he did a Vodazara. He didn't say, he did a Vodazara. But he didn't keep fighting, because if you keep fighting, eventually you're going to win. And you know what? Even if you don't win, you won. Because the Russian doesn't do Cheshbon final results. If a person was challenged with this Avera 10 times, and he withstood it 9, and he gave in the last time, Oivei, and the Avera. No, the Russian says 9 times he overcame the Avera. Each time a person overcomes the Avera is Kilo Asa Mitzvah. And one time he was Nechshel. That's a good ratio. But we, Yetzer Hara, by the way, who does that, of course, says, look at you. What type of guy are you anyway? You have no backbone. You can't withstand anything. You're a low yutzlach. Don't ever be anything. You see, you fell apart. You're a garnished. So do whatever you want already. Just forget about it. That's it. It's all right. The Chacham says, hey, I withstood him 9 times. So I lost in the last round. So, you know, in prize fights, the world champion is the guy who won the last round. So I lost. Not in real life. Not in the life of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbon is a various mitzvahs. You beat him 9 rounds. You got him down onto the ring 9 times. The 10th time he whopped you one and bam, you know, it was a knockout. Okay, so what? Move on with life. But we hear Miyayish. He gave up. That's unacceptable. Person comes to you in the room and says, you know, I'm going to work in this thing. You're not promising you're going to win. You're promising you're not going to give up. You're promising that you're going to fight. You're promising you get that after round 973 that he knocks you down, there's a round 974. You don't stay on the ring. Don't stay on the deck. Get up. That's the voice. The commitment is, and Revolver says, and what gives you the ability to have that commitment? So he says, the Mishnah says that a person should be brought to Ketzvi. He says, Kal Kenesha. A lot of says, you know, have you ever seen a Nesha? Rabbi Slifkin tells you that a Nesha is a griffin vulture. At one time, a griffin vulture has a wingspan of over 6 feet. It's heavy. It's this gigantic, heavy bird. So what means it's Kal Kenesha? It's light like a Nesha. You know, it's not so light. You know, there was an airline, Nesher, you know, Nesher, the Kalka Nesher. I mean, those airplanes are pretty heavy. They weigh, a few, good 70,000 pounds, you know. They're pretty heavy. But they have wings. And wings lift you off the ground. What are the wings which lifts the upper gas, the heavy dirt that you are off the ground? What are the wings? The wings are the Midah of Simcha. Simcha b'mitzvahs, Sameach b'chalke. So the gashmius doesn't hold you down because you're sameach b'chalke. And mitzvahs lift you up because the world of ruchnius is high. But sameach b'mitzvah overcomes. So a person comes to Yom Rosh Hashanah and the pachad, the same pachad, creates the same simcha. You generate so much simcha on Rosh Hashanah that you're lifted up, that you can get off the ground and overcome the mitzvah of atzlus and yish. That's the Kabbalah's Omal Chushamayim that a person makes on Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, I'm so inspired about how nice you've been to me that I deserve nothing and I am nothing, and I sit in front of you totally, totally bared with all my averis, and you lift me up anyway. How can I let you down? It's so beautiful to be there in the Rosh's arms. How can I let him down? I got to try at least. Just at least try. I commit to try. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna be miyayish. So the simcha allows a person to say, you know what? And once you get up there, that simcha of being up there is what keeps your wings flapping, hopefully, that you shouldn't fall down to the ground. And if you fall down, you have enough energy to lift off the ground the second time. Halavai we should be zoicha, have a little bit of a havana of the pachad of din, have the havana of the simcha, that a person zoicha, stand lithay elakim elyon, we zoicha, that should lift us up off the ground, we should really fly. And a person should be zoicha, that this year, which is coming, should be a year of Hatzlacha, Aliyah, Tara, Yerushalayim.